Dozens of Boston parents descended on the school district headquarters last night to say that they felt blindsided by the plan to change school start times in the fall. Late last week, Boston public school officials unveiled a schedule that will mean thousands of elementary school children will have to be in class at or before 7:30 a.m. District officials defend the new schedules. They say they're both cheaper and more equitable. WBUR's Max Larkin was at last night's meeting. Morning, Max.
Good morning, Deb.
So what are the parents concerned about?
A lot of parents say that under the new times, they're going to be waking up their kid, getting them dressed, getting them out of the house by 5:30 or 6 in the morning. Also, when kids start school at 7:15, it means they're done by 1 o'clock, which means many new parents will have to spend what could be thousands of dollars more a year on after-school care. But I think it's important to note, it's not just the schedules getting thrown into disarray. It's the way the district announced the changes. The school committee voted on the new policy last Wednesday, and then the changes were sprung both on principals and on families by the end of the next day, Thursday. Roy Karp is one of the parents who will be affected most. His 3-year-old daughter needs a feeding tube to eat. She uses a walker to get around, and he says he's hurt. BPS has a habit of forcing through a change and trying to smooth it over with parents.
It's a fait accompli. You've already announced the policy, and now you're just doing damage control. They're constantly doing things kind of backward.
And how is the district responding, Max?
Well, first of all, they're pointing that already about a third of the district goes to school before 7:30. About half of them are high schoolers. And as we discussed last week, there's a lot of research showing that high schoolers really need a little extra time in the morning. The district says it did do outreach. They did this big survey. Almost 10,000 teachers, staff, families asked about their preferred school schedules earlier this year. And people across the district tended to prefer that schools start between 7:45 and 8:45. But officials say that logistically, that's just not possible. It would mean too many school buses on the road at once, too much traffic, too much money spent in a district that's in a kind of financial pinch. And finally, they say, interestingly, the schedule changes actually correct a racial imbalance that's existed. It turns out that under the current schedule, more white students are spared those unpopular really early starts and more go to schools that start in that coveted 8 o'clock spot. Superintendent Tommy Chang says the new schedule kind of levels the playing field in more ways than one.
Our goal here was to make the most equitable decisions for the entire school system.
And so, Max, how did parents respond to that argument?
I think it's safe to say that they were pretty upset and that they weren't persuaded. Many of those parents say that they feel like the district asked for their wishes but then kind of overrode them to save a few dollars and that they're letting their transportation budget kind of drive policy. Parents also say they feel like they're going to any money that the district might save, they're going to spend back on after-school care, and it remains to be seen what Chang can do to help there.
Hmm. So who's supporting the district in defending these new start times?
Well, most people, even at this really strongly anti-event, said they're glad that high school students will get to come to school later. But district officials kind of suggest there's a silent majority hiding there that really likes the changes. And so does this parent, Deb Putnam. She was one of the leading advocates for a later start time for high schoolers. And she says she hears from a lot more happy parents than she hears from upset ones. But I did ask her where the pockets of fiery resistance we're seeing kind of come from.
Change is hard. Their morning routine might work really well right now for them. It might work well for their work, getting to work.
Given the intensity of last night's protest, I think there's a question of whether the district will decide to delay the changes, rescind some of them, or make some modification. But either way, somebody, they say, is going to have to put up with the school bell ringing at 7:30 in the morning.
All right. WBUR's Max Larkin, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Deb.
Max Larkin is with WBUR's Edify team. For all of our education coverage, go to the Edify section of WBUR.org.